Daf is a well-known daf in Ksubis. It's a Sveka daf. It's called the Pesach Basuach daf. It's a bit of a challenging daf in the Ian. The Gemara Tav is not that challenging, but there's a lot to talk about on the side, which we won't talk about. But let's take it to the last line of Chesem and Beis, the last three words, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, going on to now Daf Tes, HaOmer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Neman La'osar Allah. A person says, I found an opening, literally, then he's believed to Aser. In other words, he says that when they had Tashmish, when they had Bia Rishona, he realized that this was not her first time, not because Dam Masulim. We'll see it in Rashi in a second why there were no Dam Masulim, because typically if there's no Dam Masulim, that means she had been with a man beforehand. He says, it's a situation where there's no Dam Masulim for some reason, but yet through the Bia, he's able to figure out that this was not her first time having Bia. So he could say that, and if he does say that, he claims that, then she becomes Aser to him. Says the Gemara, Rashi first. Rashi explains, HaOmer Pesach Basuch Batzasi, I found an opening, V'tainas Damim Einlo. There's no question of Damim, because he could have said, if there is Dam, there is Dam Masulim. If there's no Dam, then you have a good Taina. Why is there no Dam Masulim, says Rashi? Kigon Shehimi Mishpachas Durkati. We see later on in the Perek that there was a family that they did not have She'ein Lehem Dam Basulim. The way they were born, biologically, they did not have Dam Basulim. So that's the situation. So that's not on the table to discuss. Kidi Lakaman. Oh, Shenev Zemimenu Mapa, or that the initial cloth that was there was lost, so there's no way to figure out whether there's Dam or not. So that's not a valid Taina. So somehow you neutralize Dam Basulim as being a relevant factor. But this he was certain about. He found that Pesach Basuach, this was not her first time having beer. And if that's the case, says Rashi, Neman, before I do Rashi actually, so Tosa says in another situation, there are other ways a woman could lose Dam Basulim. He says, for example, if a woman is a bulgaris, when a woman matures, she gets older, oftentimes she may lose her Dam Basulim, or could go in Mukatz 8, she sat in something, she fell in something that removed the Dam Basulim. There are other scenarios whereby we can neutralize Dam Basulim as being irrelevant. So then he says, I found an opening. Says Rashi, Neman Osarlov, he is believed to aser her to him. Why? There's no way to ascertain this. He is the only person in the world who knows whether it's Pesach Basuach or not Pesach Basuach. He's the only person. And since we can't ascertain this, we can't prove this to be true or not. It's only him who says it. Legabi Nafshe, at least with respect to himself, Hava Memon, he's believed. If he says something, he must keep his word. And it's what the Gemara uses. Rashi says, L'shavi aleh chaticha di'isur. If I say that this piece of meat is a pig, so even though others might argue, but I said this is pig, that piece of meat becomes usher to me, because in my world I said it's usher. The way that Ketos explains this concept of Shav Yonavshe Chiticha Desura is like a nether. If I say that meat is usher to me because of a nether, it becomes usher even though that's not reality. If I say that it's pig, even though that's not reality, it's like a nether I took upon myself. So too, if I say that she is usher to me, that's like a nether and that she becomes usher to me, even though the facts cannot be proven. And it may not even be true, that's the koach of Shav Yonavshe Chiticha Desura. However, that's only regarding him. He can only create Yisurim on himself. But to cause her a loss and say that you were with another man and you don't deserve your ksuba, that much he can't do. We don't trust him. It's not a question of nemanis. He just, for himself, he can ask her to him, but he can't cause her a loss of the ksuba. So now if you look back inside the Gemara says, Vamai, why is this the case? Why could he ask her on him? So says the Gemara, Svek Seke, this is a double suffix. And when it comes to a double suffix, a svek sveka, we're not machmir, we actually go lakula. What's the double suffix? What's the svek sveka? Svek sveka, who is suffix tachtava, suffix ain't tachtava. The suffix, whether or not this took place while they were married, and while they're not married. If it was when they were not married, so then she wouldn't be asertim. If it's while they were married, or they're engaged, and then she was another man, ain't achnami, it would aser her to him, but that's one suffix only. Vimtim salomar tachtav, and even if this bia with another man was while they were engaged to each other and married, maybe even safek beonis safek berazon, it's still questionable whether or not it was against her will or it was done willingly. If it was against her will, the halacha is if a woman was onis, she's married woman. If she did something willingly with another man, while she's ish, she becomes aser to her husband. If it was against her will, if it was onis, So then she remains a mutter. So there's a double suffix. Number one is we don't know if this other bia took place while married or not married. And even if it was married, we don't know if it was ratzon or if it was onus. And because of this sex feka, the din should be that he should not be believed. And so the Gemara says, lo tzricha be'eshes kohen. We're talking about an eshes kohen. Although we said above that if a woman had been violated be'ones, she remains mutter to her husband. That's only true if her husband's not a kohen. But if her husband is a kohen, based on the standards of a kuh, of a kohen, the Torah tells us, in eshes ish, even if it was done be'ones, against her will, she was another man, that will in fact aser. So that's a case where there's only one safek, where we're talking about a Kohen says that his wife, his new wife, I pesach basulach matzasi. She's not a basula. There's only one safek to have to deal with. That's im tachtav, im ein tachtav, and therefore safek isura l'chumra. So then the Gemara gives another suggestion. Ibais ema. Be'eshes Yisrael. It's really talking about where the man is a Yisrael, not a Kohen. U'kigon de kabo ba'avua kedushin p'chusa mi ba'shlosha shanim v'yom echad. The situation where the father, the girl's father, accepted Kedushin on her behalf when she was under 3 years old. So this man was married to the girl since she was 2.5, let's say. So that's the situation. How does that help us out? So you need to look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Pusami bas shlosh shanim, v'achshav hi gadol. But now, currently, she matured. U'pituya pisui v'eina ones. And when she gets convinced, coerced to do something, that's not called ones anymore. She is das. Fine. The question of tachta versus not tachta is no longer relevant because in her entire life, pretty much, she was married to this man. So it was definitely tachta. And the only question you have to reconcile with is whether it's done by onis beratzim. Aval safik tachta, safik ein tachta, leka she'eno nivala kodem lachain. Because had she had bia prior to her being, getting dam sum, and she's 2.5, if before they were married, that she did have bia, let's say, any dam sum that were there would have come back. Now, now the question becomes, we just said this is the case where there's no dam sum. That was the Rashi above here. That was Tosafot above. There's no dam sum. So some Mefarshim say, not that the dam sum came back, but rather, even if she had tashmish, the way the body works, it would have closed up again, and you could have had the time of Pesach Pasuach again. So either way, we have two different scenarios whereby we can neutralize one of the sveikos, and there's only one suffix we're dealing with, which is why we would trust the husband to aser her on him. So now the Gemara asks a question around 7 lines down from the top here. My kamash milam, what is the chiddush here? Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah. I mean, what's the chiddush that we trust the person, says Rashi, she'odom ne'mon al atzmo le'esra lo es ha'mutter lo al piva. That person has the right to prohibit something to him based on his own testimony. That's not a chiddush. We know this from elsewhere. Tanina, says the Gemara, we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin, ha'omer le'isha kidashtich. That I married you. I married you, we're engaged to each other. If a man says that, v'hi omeres lo kidashani, she denies it. So who do we trust? So says the Mishnah, he mutaris bekrovov. In her world, they're not engaged, and therefore she can marry this guy's brother, because they have no relationship with each other. And according to him, in his world, v'hu also bekrovos, he may not marry her sister, her mother, because in his world, they're actually married. So we see from this Mishnah that we, in fact, do trust the man. He can ne'man lesser al-atzma. Mar says no. Mal the same. What would I have thought Hassam over there in the case of Kedushin Devadik Kimle? There he was certain. He knew 100% that he engaged her, even though she denied it, but in his world it was Bari, it was clear. So that's when we trust him. But here, Valhacha make him Hodulo Kimle. He claimed Pesach Pasuk, but he doesn't really know. How much of an expert is he really? So maybe we don't trust him that much. He doesn't even know. He thinks he's trusted, but he just doesn't know the Metzius. So maybe we should not make her usher to him. Kamash Blan, the chiddush from this Gemara is that even where Dilo Kimla, even when he's not 100% certain, he still has enough power to aser her on him. So Gemara then says, Umi Amar, Rebbe Elazar, Hachidus, Rebbe Elazar, really say this, V'hamar, Rebbe Elazar, Ein Ha'isha Neseres, Al Baila, El Al Iske, Kinoi, Vestiru, Kamaisa Shahaya. So Rebbe Elazar is the author of the statement, Pesach Basuch Matzasi, Nemal Osra. But here we have another statement in the name of the very same Rebbe Elazar, that a woman only comes aser to her husband, either if it is dealings with Iske Kino Visira and Maisa Shaya. We'll get to Maisa Shaya what that is. Rashi refers to the story of David Batsheva. We'll hold on that for just a moment. But Kino Visira is where the husband warns the woman, I don't want you being talking with that man ever again. and she violates that warning, and she goes in a stira, nistra. She goes in a private place with just him and that girl, the wife and that man. So that's kinuv istira, and we go through the whole process of sota. So before the sota process could kick in, she becomes asur to her husband, but only if it goes through the process of kinuv istira. Just look at Rashi, first wide line down, says Rashi. Kinua yisha'amr la, he says to her, the husband says to his wife, al tistri im ploni, don't be in secrecy, in privacy with this particular person. Vistira shabo edim shenistra imo acha kinoi, and then afterwards, two edim catch her with this man in some private area. So that, then that's the only way it becomes usr. But not when the husband says, Pesach pasuch matzasi, he says, Rabbi says, ein ishu nesars ella al iske kinovisi, that's the only way, excluding clearly Pesach matzuch matzasi. So Gemara says, "V'tizra." Does this even make sense? Just look at Rabbi Elazar's statement alone. Before thinking about Pesach Pasuach, in this statement we just quoted, something doesn't make sense. Ma'isish haya b'kinoi v'stira hava. The Ma'isish haya, they knew that was a met reference to Bathsheba and Uriah and David HaMelech, that story in Nach. So that was not kinoi v'stira. That was a situation where David HaMelech had seen Bathsheba on the rooftop. She was a married woman. He fell in love with her. He had her husband go to the front of the line to get killed, and then he married Bathsheba. That has nothing to do with kinuv istira at all. So that statement alone of Rabbi Elazar doesn't seem to make sense. And moreover, the Gemara says, mi asura, was she asura? In the end, Bathsheba was mutter to David. So how come the Gemara is using the Ma'aseh Shaya of Bathsheba as an example of kinuv istira? Firstly, it wasn't kinuv istira. Number two, she was ever asur to David HaMelech. The Gemara says, "Hello, Kasha. That's not a problem. There's we have to add a couple extra words in the statement of Rebbe Elazar. Hachi kamar, ein ha'isha neseres al baila, ella al iske kinuv istira, mimai sishahaya de lo have kinuv istira. In other words, velo itzira. In other words, from the mai sishahaya that she was a married woman and the end was permitted to David HaMelech because her husband died or was killed, that tells us that case is permitted. But another instance, namely an instance where there's kinuy and stira, then she would actually be usher. So that's how he reconciled the statement of Rebbe Elazar alone. However, mikol makom kasha, there is still a contradiction because Rebbe Elazar earlier gave yet a different example whereby the wife would be usher, which is the case of Pesach Basuach Matzasi. So Gemara says no. In the end of the day, the Gemara answers that, lost the line, 1 second, here we go. Kinu istira in Pesach Matzasi lo, Pesach Basuach lo. That's still the question. Only when this kinuv istira would be asr, the wife would be asr, but not Pesach Pasuach. But it's a lotamech, according to your reasoning, is kinuv istira in edim lo? Does that mean you should make the diak only through kinuv istira as the wife asr? But let's say there are two edim. Who mamish saw the wife, the ish with another man. Would she remain mutter? Certainly not. Edim is a much greater evidence than that of kinuv istira. Kinuv istira is raglayim ledavar, but edim and mamish clear they saw a testimony. So that obviously kinuv istira is not coming to exclude other cases. Rather, what's going on is as follows. Ella, hachi kamar. Ein ha'isha neseres al baila be'ed echad, ella b'shnei edim. In general, if one aide says that he saw Eshish with another man, the aide saw the tashmish, that won't ask. We don't trust one aide. You need two aidim to witness the event. And another example where we could ask her is kinuv istira afilu eid achanami. If even one aide was involved in the kinuv istira process, if they saw it, so let's say kinuv istira was the context. To aid him, he warned the wife in front of to aid him, and to aid him saw bestira, and then one aide saw that she was nitma, that she actually had tashmish. In that context, we would even trust in aid echad. So nami. Upesach pasuach kishnei edim dami, and when the husband claims that he said pesach pasuach matzasi, that is the equivalent of two edim. And just like we said above, shnei edim who saw an event will say they trust him, that's usher. So to pesach pasuach matzasi is like two edim, and that's what Rabbi Elazar means. There is no contradiction. What about the ma'aseh shehayah of David and Bathsheba, whereby she was a married woman and David was able to marry her? What's the hat there? So Hassam over there, Ones Hava, that was a case of Ones, and that's why it was allowed. Ibais Ema, alternatively, the Gemara suggests that Kihad Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonason, Kol Hayote L'Melchemes Beis David, Get Croesus Kosev L'Ishto. Anybody who would go out to fight in the army of David HaMelech would write a get al-Tanai. We'll look at Rashi in just a second, to their wife. because if they become divorced, so the wife isn't zakuk to the brother-in-law if they have no children for Yibum Chalitza. But if the husband dies, then now she's zakuk, she has to perform Yibum Chalitza with the brother-in-law. So said, how do we know? V'esachecha tifko l'shalom, and your brothers should be for peace, and they should be well. Ves u arubasam tikach, and they should take arubasam. What's arubasam? My ves arubasam tikach. Tani of Yosef devarim hamuravin beino levena. That which is a mix between him and her. In other words, relating to their relationship, their kedushin. Let them take a get. That's a reference to the get that they would all write a get before they go out to fight. So look at Rashi in the top to explain a little bit more. Says Rashi, get krisis kosev leishto she'im yamos b'melchama. If the husband dies at war, yeah, get meyom ksivaso. They write it, let's say, today on Tesvav, Tezayin Tammuz. They write a get, and then it should be effective now if the husband ever comes back if he dies. So, v'hare meis, Uriah b'melchama, Uriah Chiti, who was the wife of Batsheva, wrote such a get. He ended up dying, so retroactively, that get was a good get before he had left. And that's why she was permitted to David HaMelech. Dich Siv Rashi says further, B'mechemes Shaul v'esachecha, this was actually by Shaul, not by David HaMelech. But once we have this by Shaul, says Rashi, David lamad miYishai aviv, lahanig sh'afayotin l'mechamasov osin kein. David learned this from his father Yishai, who I guess either fought in the army of Shaul or just knew that this is what Shaul did, so he also incorporated this into his army. Just a side point, just because I saw this the other day, just yesterday, an interesting din, when it comes to Mechames Meshuach Mechama, nothing to do with what we're talking about, but the Meshuach Mechama, there's a Kohen who's appointed to be the leader of the Mechama, and he go out and list all the different things that if you have this, if you have a house, that you're a Mechanech, if you're in the Shana Rishona, you can all go back home, don't be scared, because Baruch Hu runs the wars. So there's a discussion in the Mordechai, does this Meshuach Mechama have to write a get of the Yotzei Malchus Beis David? That's the question. So there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, it appears that was the Meshuach Mechama's role simply to just stand back and say who goes out, who doesn't go out and give chizik, or actually, according to Tosos, he was Yotzei the Mechama, he actually went to the battlefield itself. So if he went to the battlefield, it would seem that he should have to write this type of get, because he was in the war. But if he was staying back and just giving them some chizik from behind, he would not have to write this particular get. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, again, my ves aruvosam tikach tana rav Yosef dvarim hamuravim beno levena. Fine, we saw that. So now the Gemara says, Amar Bai says, af anan nami tanina. We also learn in the Mishnah that besula nises liom revi, the Yom Revi in the Yom Chamishila, that we learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that she gets married on a Wednesday, a Revi, and not on a Chamishi. Why? Because my time, Mishum Ikuri Daita, we were concerned if they get married on Thursday, and Pesach Basuch Matzasi, she has to wait until Monday to go to Beis Din, and by then he'll already get over it. But if she gets married on Wednesday, and then he finds Pesach Basuach, then the next day he'll still be angry and go to Beis Din. Ulamai, Ilamesila Ksuba Nisila. If it's because he wants to pay her Ksuba, so let him pay the Ksuba. What does that have to do with the Beis Din? That's up to him to pay her the Ksuba if he chooses to. So it can't be that. So then Ella, also love, it must be that we need to know Beis Din is around the next day, so he could aser her on him. Udekatan Tainamai. What was his Taina that he's saying that she be aser to me? Lab de Katan Tainis Pesach Pasuch. Is it not where he says, I found an opening? And we see that we do trust the man to say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, like Rabbi Lazar. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. And the Gemara says, no, not true. We already know the other answer. De Katan Tainis Damim. That's the situation where he said there's no Dam Besulim, so he needs to go to Beis Din to make his Taina the next day. But the Gabi Pesach Pasuch, we have no Raya from the Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar is right that Pesach Pasuch Matzasi is in fact, that the husband in fact is Neman. So Gemara then says, Amar of Yehuda, Neman, Amar Shmuel, Amar Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Neman Lahafsida Ksubasa. He takes it one step further. Not only is the husband believed to say that the wife is ushered to him, but he's also believed to cause her to lose money. So why is that the case here? Says Rashi. Rashi foreshadows for us. He says, Lafsida Ksubasa al pi atzma, based on his own taina, but taima lakaman mifarish chazaka, ein adam tareach besuda umafsida. Nobody's gonna spend time, money, and energy in a whole big meal, and then the next day say, it was nothing. Meaning he's not gonna make it up. He'll only have a good taina Pesach Pasuch if he really believes it's a good taina. But just to have a beer with a woman and spend all the money for a big chasna, a person won't make up the claim. So it must be the very fact that he's making the taina the day after he had the wedding with all the money must be he's believed. He's really saying the emes, and we trust in not only the gabe, the relationship with each other, but also the causer, the lhafsik subasa. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef, my kamash la mutzah chedeshir." Tanina, we learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Yud Beis, "Ha'ochel eitzel chamav biYehuda shlo be'edim." The person had a meal at his father-in-law's house while they were engaged, and eino yachal litam tainis besulim. At that point, when they get married for Birishona, he has no rights to claim, "I didn't find dam besulim." Mipnei shemisyachidi ma biYehuda. In Yehuda, they would they'd be over flirtatious. They would allow a lot more, not so many gedarim. The chasan and kala could be with each other, and we're concerned that maybe they stumbled, they slipped up, and they had tashmish while they were only engaged. So it comes along the time of the chuppah, there's no longer a relevant claim of dam besulim. So Gemara says, "Biyehuda hudul amati tan." That's only in Yehuda. Is there no taina because sometimes they stumbled in Yehuda? Habe Galil, another area of Eretz Yisrael where they were not so lax in regards to the relationship. Matzitan, a person can make a taina. So what's the taina a person can make? So who, Gemara says, Lamai, Ila Osala Yehuda Amailo. If it's just to ask her, let her. If you say Pesach Basuch Matasi, that's good enough. If he wants to Shav and Afshechiticha the Yisura, he wants to ask her to him, he's allowed to. So that can't be the klal. That was obvious, that taina. Ella, so Amailo, El Lav Lav Sida Ksubasa must be that not only does he have the right to make her usher to him, but he also has the right to be mafsid ksuba. And at which taina allows him to be mafsid ksuba? With the katan taina, which taina am I? Lav the katan taina is Pesach Pasuach. Is it not saying that I found the Pesach Pasuach? And we see from this Mishnah that we trust him. The only non-Gal, Yehuda, we don't allow the taina. But in the Galil, we do trust him. So we trust him to make a taina of Pesach Pasuach in order to be mafsid ksuba. That's the whole long diak of Rav Yosef to prove Shmuel's point. The Pesach Pasuach could even be Neman Lafsi the Ksubas. And the Gemara says, not true. Lo, it's not a Taina of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Ella to the Katayna, Taina's Damim. It's a situation where he says there is no Dam Basulim, and then his claim is believed not only to Aser her, but also to Mafsid Ksubasa. So to quickly recap what we did today, we started talking about the well-known statement of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Neman L'Osralav. And where says, why? It's a double sefak. Devi sefak sefak is mutter. And where it says, no, it's either Ashish Kohen, where there's only one sefak, the Ratzon onus is not a sefak anymore, or when she's a young girl, Pchusam Mibashlo Shoshanim, where Tachtav isn't a relevant sefak anymore, that therefore it's one sefak he's trusted. We said, we learned this already in the Mishnah, that he says, I'm married. She said, we're not married. We trust him. He's ushered to the Krovos. The Krovim, so we see that's because of the Vadai, but maybe by a Safek Pesach Pasuach, he doesn't really know. We even trust him in that situation as well. We said that Reb Elazar says the only cases a person could ask for the husband is either through Edim or Iske Kina Mestira, those only situations, and Pesach Pasuach is Kishnei Edim, we trust him as well. The Maisa Batsheva, why that was allowed, either is a situation of Onus does not ask her the woman, or it was a situation of the get that was given to Mechemes Beis David, that Uriah died, and retroactively the get was a good get. Then we said, we brought a diak perhaps from the Mishnah to prove the point. We rejected it. Then finally, Shmuel said, not only is a Pesach Pasuach Matzasi believed to say Aser, but even believed to say Mafsid Ksubasa. We tried to bring a rabbi from Mishnah, but that too was rejected. Everyone have a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.